One of the smartest men I've ever heard speak in my life, his name Peter J. Daniels. Had a number of visits with him, spent hours with him in airports talking, sharing on their 50th anniversaries. Quite a man. He was an illiterate bricklayer in Australia who could neither read nor write. Got saved under Billy Graham, learned to read. Remember that wisdom key, what you don't read, you don't know. What you don't read twice, you forget. A book is very powerful. He read 7,000 biographies after his decision for Christ. 7,000. My whole library has 13,000 books I gave away a few weeks ago. Ronald Reagan wrote a diary. I read every word he wrote. He was a actor, then the governor of California, then the president. He wrote that it's impossible to overestimate the influence of face-to-face conversations. There's not a week I don't think of that. When you sit down at the table and you receive from someone's grace their tone of honor, their projection of their kindness. Face-to-face conversation. That's what I learned from Ronald Reagan. You change everything when you allow someone to invest their grace into you in conversation.